Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Gresh and Keefe.
Can I finish? Can I finish? Can I finish my statement? Can I finish my statement? So you'll be quiet now while I talk. And then I'll listen to you.
Do me a favor. Just kind of sit up and just, like, have a little respect.
Andy Gresh.
Got to see Josh Allen play twice last year up close and personal on Monday Night Football. So I would put him at 3, Brady at 4, Russell Wilson at 5.
What now?
Rich Keefe.
And walks it off. What a finish. Alonzo defends his title.
I mean, I'm a power hitter. And for me, I think I'm the best power hitter on the planet.
Gresh and Keefe.
A grown man taking a poop.
And not that other way, you freaks.
On WEEI.
Into the final. Final hour. The All-Star Game is tonight. You'll be able to hear it right here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network, WEEI.com, and on the Odyssey app. 106. We got another chance for you to win some money coming up in about 4 minutes from now. Other than Ohtani, Keith,
yes.
Is there anything about tonight's All-Star Game that has, will, or might pique your interest?
Yes. I will say Fernando Tatis, another chance to see him. Again,
okay.
Not that I don't watch a ton of Padres games, but anytime he's on, he is worth watching. Vladimir Guerrero. And then just to see how the Red Sox do. You know, it's not, that's obviously just for me very localized, but I'm saying, you know, Bogart's hitting third, Devers hitting fifth. How do those guys stack up?
Much more Scherzer interested in the hitters than the pitchers, at least for me, from the Red Sox end. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. And who knows if those guys even get in or how they use them, and that's always a crapshoot.
Evaldi's right? The guy that gets left behind. Hey, he needs seven innings to get to the 17th here.
Yeah, and like, you know, Martinez is going to come in at some point and pinch hit or whatever it's going to be. But just, you know, do Bogart's and Devers have any kind of impact on the game? But no, it's still, to me, the guys that it's Ohtani, who I know you put to the side in this conversation, but some of the younger guys, knowing that Tatis and Guerrero are going to be entertaining, and then maybe there'll be somebody that surprises me. Maybe there's somebody we're not giving a lot of credit to that does something pretty cool.
Yeah, and if you're in Major League Baseball, you're going to start with the Ohtani gimmick, and I only call it that because there were 29 teams who didn't want to even entertain Ohtani being a hitter and a pitcher. And now in what is arguably next to the World Series, maybe one of the game's biggest showcases, which is the All-Star Game. And a part of the reason it's a massive showcase is because there's nothing else on tonight, right? The NBA Finals got out of the way. You know, we wondered, okay, why?
2 days off, yeah. But this
why?
Is why
well, there you go. They're clearing out for ESPN, and they're making nice with all the network partners. The NFL hasn't started up yet. There's only so many, you know, expansion draft columns that can be written on WEEI.com to get
into. I've read them all.
You know? All three of them.
You read the one.
From John. That's
Dork
right.
Podcast in the books for this
that's
week.
That's right. Dork,
so, I mean, it's really, it's the All-Star Game tonight. That's it.
By the way, Dork Podcast last night.
Yeah.
I know that you were getting into movie news.
Black Widow.
Was there anything on the passing of Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff? I tweeted at you on that when you're plugging the Dork Pod.
Just a little.
I figured the date. Maybe would have been all about
that. But just a little early for us. Just Mr.
In
Wonderful.
In terms of
I
Mr.
Mean.
Wonderful, yeah.
Like kind of not in my sweet spot. Obviously, I recognize he was a part of WrestleMania 1, but not really a guy that was on my radar.
The greatest heel turn before Hulk Hogan went to the NWO was when Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff in 1986, he turned on Hulk Hogan. So he was his buddy.
Wow.
He turned on Hogan. Join the Heenan family, and there is
dastardly.
And
Better than the Shawn Michaels heel turn?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Heenan chanting, wonderful, wonderful.
That's hard to
beat. Was really, and King Kong Bundy was there, too?
It's a good group.
Shine might be the son of King Kong Bundy.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
This hour's code word is bottle, B-O-T-T-L-E. Text bottle to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Please do not text and drive. Four more chances coming up today with OMF here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network, WEEI.com. And the Odyssey app. And Shime, I'm sorry. I'm sure the Twitch chat will, A, look up King Kong Bundy and then start to laugh at that reference for those of you that aren't old school wrestling fans. But yes, Mr. Wonderful was he turned on Hulk Hogan in that where they used to do those tapings in Harrisburg and people were like shrieking and all that whatnot. Uh-huh. So anyway, that was the old big wrestling death. So we had the All-Star game tonight. We had the Home Run Derby yesterday. A couple of things that are sort of off the radar a little bit. What do you make of Richard Branson going to space? I saw a lot of tweets after he went to space and people, this is nothing. It's just another billionaire who's spending his money and he could be giving it, just handing it to people. Instead, he's going to space with other richos.
How long do you need to be in space to technically claim that you've been to space?
I think if you're weightless, you've been there, right? Mm. So if you're in the rocket, Shime, John, where you? If you're if you're in the rocket, you go to space, you're floating around even for 5 minutes, and then you re-enter. To me, you were in space.
You have to leave Earth's atmosphere. If you are out of Earth's atmosphere for any amount of time, you have entered space.
So I think
spend the night, though, or something.
Well,
take a little bit of time.
Normal rule is when I visit a state, I have to eat in that state for it to count.
I'm glad you brought that up. Did he bring any space food up there? Did he, like, put in a little bag of oatmeal or something?
At the very least, you have to go to the bathroom in space, right?
Well, I don't know if you, that'd be John, but I think.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You got to be there more than a minute.
Can you go to the bathroom in space? Isn't there a thing with, like, pressure and everything? It's like harder to do it?
I think you just go. I don't know, John.
You just go the same way?
I think it's probably the same orifice.
Well, so layers of the atmosphere. So, like, satellites, for example, are technically in Earth's atmosphere. They're in the exosphere, the outermost layer. But like, astronauts that are up in satellites, are you going to tell them that they've never been to space before?
Well, no. How long have they been there, is my point.
But they haven't left the atmosphere, though.
Yeah, I guess they're not in space then.
Yeah, you have to clear the atmosphere.
Right.
I don't know. All I saw was a video of Richard Branson and a couple of other people who were giddy to be floating around in some flying tube. They were all floating around. So, like, I think Shime and I are sharing a brain on this. Like, to me, if you're in there, even if you floated for 30 seconds and felt weightlessness, You went to space, right?
If you were long enough to take a if they're long enough to take a picture, you were in space.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like these space movies, though, where people actually go to space, like, they're there for a bit. Like, they have some research they need to do. They might come in contact with an alien. They might, you know, lose air, something. You don't just go up there, take a quick pic, and then head back down.
It's a vacation for those people who have that kind of money.
Yeah. I mean, it's like anybody who's driven through a state. I guess a technicality.
You've technically been there. Yeah,
you've been there, but you're just like on the highway.
Like, you can say you've been there, but if you go to the corner in Winslow, Arizona to take a photo to send to all your friends, but then you just leave, like,
yeah,
okay,
you didn't
like,
really spend
I guess
any
you can
time
say
there.
You've been there, but you didn't do anything.
That's true. I guess
it makes you feel better by lying to everybody.
I guess. Yeah. So I don't know.
But so it wouldn't be worth it for you to take the trip to space, even if you floated for, like, say you floated for 5 minutes
in
that tube and then boom.
I'm not going to space.
Not going to space at all?
Nope, I'm fine on Earth.
Even if you could be the first man on the moon?
Yeah.
That's true. Finally get my name in the
record.
How much does
well
it cost
that,
to put
please.
Me in space? Like, no. To take one person and put him in space, how much money
you know
is that?
What? I don't,
that's probably a lot,
I don't
but
know
I'm,
what Branson charged.
I'm
that's
not,
a good question.
I'm not going. There's too many things can happen. You all of a sudden, like, you got a crack in your mask.
But
dead.
You're the alien guy. How would you not want to go there to
see
Well,
they'll
see
be here. They already are here. Mm. I'll see them here. I'll meet them on my own turf. I'm not going into space. You lose contact with the ship, gone. What a death that would be. Just going into the sweet good night, then you lose air, you're choking to death out there. Like, where do you go? I don't know.
You turn into some of those monkeys that are just floating around out there now.
They're out there. I have no interest in going to space. Like, I gotta go to space.
I'd love to feel the weightlessness of it. I think that would be really cool.
Get one of those anti-gravity chambers.
The planes that fly around that make you, you can be weightless.
Yeah, but there's
You ever been on the Roundup at Canopy Lake Park?
Well, the problem is...
You ever been on the Turkish Twist over there at Canopy? That makes you feel the weightless.
Well, the, yeah, right. My uncle looks like the guy who ran the Gravitron at the county fair. But my issue is, in some of those instances, is that my weight is a problem. That's why I want to go to
There's
space.
There's not a lot of big fellas
because,
in space.
And because if I'm in a rocket ship, it can handle someone my size. Well,
didn't they take even be able to intimidate aliens if you run into them.
They took Michael Clark Duncan up there in Armageddon, didn't they?
Yep.
Oh, that's true.
A big fella.
Well, they also tried to take a teacher up there once. That didn't go so well, right? So the Challenger?
No, I went terrible. Krista
McAuliffe.
From Framingham.
Yeah. Yes, it ended in a very bad way. I remember watching that in Nemacolin Elementary School when they rolled in the giant tube TV.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And now, there are a lot of times where you have to do the old risk-reward. So risk, dead. Reward, cool picture from outer space, which I could Google image right now. So I'm out. Going to outer space, please. For what?
We should put together a collection.
I'll go.
I would go too.
What are you going to do?
Be famous.
Take a neat picture.
You're
gonna be famous?
Yeah.
On outer space. Point, the 15,000th person who's been in, like, kind of barely in space.
I'd make
Chris
it worth
Chime, where would your name even be? Famous. Where would it even be?
That's for the Instagram, and it's just to brag to people.
No, it isn't.
Which you could be like, oh, you photoshopped that.
It's like the people that go to those walls with, like, the wings on them, and they wait in line for, like, an hour to take that photo just so they can show it to all their friends. Like, that's what space is going to turn into.
Look at me. Oh, yeah, just an awesome selfie, which I could do two clicks on a Photoshop.
Here's how I would get famous, and I think Shine missed the boat on this. It's real simple. I'd go into space. I'd have on a Kyrie Irving jersey. I'd stick my hand out, pegging the finger, and take a picture of the round Earth. And then send that picture to him wrapped up in that jersey saying, you idiot, pay $55 million and go do it on your own.
So you got something.
You have a plan at least.
At least you have a plan. Chime just thinks he's going to be famous because he's in space.
No, I'd make it worth it. I'd go all the way to the moon.
You'd go to the moon?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think that's what they have planned right now. That Richard Branson couldn't go to the moon. They're like, hey, you can barely go a little bit higher than some of these planes do. That's what you're gonna
do. So I did how much did people pay to fly to space?
Did Elon Musk already go? Or is that...
No. Branson beat him to it, apparently.
Got it.
So in the Battle of Billionaires, that's why a lot of people are railing on Twitter. Oh, these people don't know what to do with their money. They're doing what super rich people do.
Yeah, right. I mean...
Right?
Like the world's fastest car.
Jeff Bezos flaunted convention by being the only man in America who got divorced and still stayed on his spot on the Forbes list.
That is
doing something.
That is.
He gave away half of his fortune to his wife, who I think, by the way, Shine married a school teacher or is now like some science teacher.
She gave
in
a lot
Portland.
Of that money away, too. Didn't
oh,
she?
Yeah. She's giving away a couple billion.
Awesome.
Right? Yeah. And that guy, I mean, who gets divorced and still has so much money, they're still the richest guy in the world. It's just insane.
It's just him.
But according to this, three people paid $55 million each to Axiom Space in Houston to fly in SpaceX's Crew Dragon to the International Space Station as soon as early next year. So basically, Kyrie Irving, based on what he makes in salary and endorsements, could take 1 year of money, fly to space, and debunk his own theory on flat Earth.
He doesn't want to prove himself wrong. He's not going to do that.
I'm just noting that how easily it would be for him, because he's making, what, like 35, 40 million?
Yes.
Figure he's making another 10 off the floor.
Yeah.
Right? He got another five laying around.
Get out
he can
there.
Go do it, right?
Get out there if he wanted. But would you rather, I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of other things that you would do. And you're right. Rich people can flaunt their money any way that they want. But so, all right, so 2 minutes of space travel? Okay. It's not like he moved to Mars. Now you might have something there. First guy that lives on
Mars. That'd be a much bigger story than just a rich guy flying.
He's up really high.
But if he doesn't go up there, how's he ever going to know that he can inhabit Mars?
Is that something you'd do, though? Like, go if you were sent on a mission to colonize Mars, would you go?
I don't think so. Well, who are they sending with me, I guess, is the question.
That's a good question.
Haven't they crunched the numbers there, and they said it would take, like, over 100 years to terraform Mars?
I think it would take some
time. So you're dying.
I saw the Matt Damon movie.
Yeah, you'd die on Mars, but, like, I'm just saying, would you go to start the colonization process?
I said, who am I going with? Who are they sending with
me? You can hand-pick who
Jennifer
you go
Love
with.
Hewitt? Then, yeah, I'd go
you
to Mars.
You can hand-pick who you go with.
Okay.
Yeah.
And would they would all say yes?
Yeah, and they'll all say yes.
So Zoe Saldana, Blake Lively, they would all go to Mars with me. Then yes, Shime, I would go to Mars.
Seems like run out of air crew, quick.
Somebody said
I wouldn't make it to the planet. I mean, dead by liftoff.
Texas said Jabba the Hutt was in space, so maybe you can take Jabba with you.
I mean, I guess technically they were all in space. If I want to play that game.
So is Jason.
It's a space opera. What?
Jason Voorhees.
He did go to space. Leprechaun went to space. Fast and the Furious, they go to space this one? Or they're going to?
I think on this one they did.
This one they did.
I don't know if they cleared the exosphere, though.
They went like Branson. Oh, yeah. They went about as high as Branson, came back down.
Take Vin Diesel to space.
Leave him.
And imagine, so how many
your family.
How many billionaires are there in this world?
There's got to be a dozen.
Well, I thought it was closer to like 50, but I could be wrong on that. Because if you got it, you know, well, there's 32 NFL
2,755 billionaires in the world.
Billionaires, right?
Every single one of them could just end homelessness if they wanted to.
How many of them?
Here we go. Socialist Anderson.
Yeah.
What is wrong with ending homelessness?
Spread it around. Come on, give away all of your money.
Their total net worth, by the way, is
we should all get paid the same. Everybody,
oh,
here,
don't even everybody
should we get spaz in here?
Yeah. But what were you going to say, Sean? What would be the total?
Their total net worth is $13.1 trillion.
How many of those people do you think
they have all the money?
But seriously, like
they're the banker and
the 99%.
Yeah, yeah.
Like think about how those. So there are probably 2,000 people who could easily afford to go to space. 2,000 people.
Oh, like, yeah. Like without even batting an eye.
So as much as I made that Kyrie Irving joke, like who is Richard Branson setting this up for?
I don't know.
I mean, it's such a small group of people. And amongst that, like amongst the billionaires club, those 2,100 people roaming Earth.
Yeah.
How many of them are sitting there going, that's...
I wish I was in space right
yeah,
now.
Right.
I'm just stuck on Earth.
How many of them, right? How many of them wake up and are like, oh,
you know
gotta,
what I would do if I was a billionaire?
This.
No, if I was a billionaire, all these idiots going to space, I'd go into the core of the Earth.
Oh, so you dig a tunnel to the center of the Earth?
I would go, I will see you on the inside, prove that there's lizard people.
I'm in for that.
I would dig. I would find a place and I'd be like, we're going to dig until we come out the other side.
The one thing I wouldn't do, go down into the ocean. I will not go into the depths of the ocean.
So you would
no,
go to
you.
Mars, but you
yes.
wouldn't go into the water?
Nope.
This guy.
I'd do both. Kidding me? It'd be great.
Although I just saw the movie 47 Meters Down.
Oh, gee.
I'd get too claustrophobic being down there.
But also your head, just like the pressure under there. You're not meant to be too deep in water.
No.
Your head will cave in.
How many things have you seen in a movie that has completely scared you off from doing something?
All of them, probably. Most things. I watch a lot of movies.
Guy broke a tooth eating a sandwich. Now I don't want to eat chips anymore.
There's 724 billionaires in America. Conversely, there is only one in Kuwait.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And one in Iceland. Do you think that's Bjork? You think Bjork's the lone billionaire in Iceland?
Oh, it could be.
Yeah.
Owns the music scene over there.
Might be Ragnar Lothbrok.
Excuse me?
The ancient Icelandic hero.
Okay. Yeah, it's not him.
I think the porn star Jasmine St. Clair married some Icelandic dude or something
like that.
Yeah. I only know that from the wrestling reference.
There's one in Angola.
A billionaire
they
in Angola?
They keep track of where all these billionaires are located.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
We have to have the highest concentration
we have the
of
most.
Billionaires.
Yeah, we have the most, followed by China, India, Germany, and Russia.
Oh, I would have figured that there would have been another foreign land that people would have been stashing their money in, if you know what I mean. Like. Yeah. Yeah, I'm really not a billionaire. I only have $750 million.
Right.
I got $400 hidden in a bank somewhere in St. Croix or something like that. And you know that we like to talk food here on Gresh and Keefe. And how about a little comfort food in a cone?
I love it.
And I'm not talking about the pizza cone that you can get at Pocono Raceway.
No, I don't want that.
Which I have a picture of. And yes, Shime, it is exactly what you think it is because I saw your reaction.
Very confused.
It's like an ice cream cone, except it's a pizza. And they just find a way to wrap it up.
I don't know about that.
You don't need to combine everything.
Well, that's true.
With foods, just leave it separate. It's fine.
Right. Like mac and cheese flavored ice cream.
Don't
will
want it.
Hit freezers nationwide this week as Brooklyn-based ice cream maker Van Leeuwen and Kraft Heinz announced on Tuesday the cheesy frozen treat will go on sale at 11 a.m. tomorrow to mark National Macaroni and Cheese Day. This will be available for purchase in the Van Leeuwen's, I'm probably saying it wrong,
right,
stores across the country, as well as online while supplies last. The company describes the ice cream as a cool, creamy scoop of ice cream that brings that comforting, nostalgic feeling from a warm bowl of Kraft macaroni and cheese.
No, I don't want it. We're going to get a meatloaf ice cream. Like, I don't want comfort food ice cream. The ice cream itself is a comfort food.
That's
unto
right.
itself, whether it be vanilla, chocolate, coffee, whatever flavor you like.
Want to take a stab as to how much a pint of this is?
A pint?
A pint.
$10.
$11.
Keep going.
23.
$12.
$12 for a pint of mac and cheese ice cream.
Of mac and cheese
I'd rather
ice cream.
Just make a box of mac and cheese for like $3.
See, I would try it, however. If it was like down the hall and somebody had the mac and cheese ice cream, I would try it. But I would. I don't think I would like it. And I would not spend $12 on it, but I would try it.
I would rather.
It's not as offensive as some of the other things we've brought up.
You can just take your money, get $3 of mac and cheese,
yep.
make it at home,
right.
then take the other $9, go to an ice cream place,
yep.
and get a really nice flavor of ice cream for like $5.
How many times have you been to the ice cream place near your new house?
Be
honest.
I think 8.
He just moved there last week.
Wow.
He's been there over almost 2 months ago now.
He's been there 8 times already.
Times?
We closed 2 months ago to the day, okay?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you
so
moved
you've been there
in
once
that
a week.
Day.
Do they know you? And when you drive in,
oh,
are they
yeah.
already preparing your item?
Hey, Naruto.
I mix it up a little bit.
Running in like this. Before you can even order, they're just handed him this big sundae.
Honey, do you think you can go in this time? They spotted me last
There's
time.
There's no inside, Greg. It's
outside.
A classic ice cream.
I love
it's,
it.
Oh, so it's like the
It's like
old
a farm stand.
Oh,
I
gotcha.
Yeah.
It's a great spot. And the ice cream is tremendous.
It's where you hope your nephew gets a job and can give you
oh,
some
yeah.
like discounts. Some,
oh,
they have a
right?
really neat deal, too, where you can get like 2 hot dogs and a frap
that's,
for like $7.
That's about right. That's about right.
He calls it a neat, deal.
Neat deal.
Real neat deal.
I haven't done that one yet, though.
Yeah. Well, there's
hot dogs and a frap.
Big birthday dinner last night. His girlfriend. Honey,
sounds good, though.
I spent $15.50 on you. Here's a couple of wieners. And by the way, keep yours hidden.
You know what? I'm going to go tonight. I'm going to get coffee Oreo with hot fudge.
That does sound pretty good. I'm not
coffee
a big hot
ice
fudge
cream?
Guy. Coffee ice cream, I think, is my favorite ice cream.
Oh,
it's
really?
So good.
I love a coffee
am
ice cream.
So out on it.
Any
and I
coffee
love
ice
coffee.
Cream with like chocolate mixed in any way, whether it's Oreos or fudge or That's something.
Mocha.
I like a brownie batter. I like
yes.
a cake batter. I like a black raspberry. And, yeah, coffee's probably my favorite, though.
Oh, those
top
four?
Fruity ice cream.
I think, yeah, off the top of my head. Yeah, and actually,
Mount Rushmore of ice cream
a place that has a good ginger ice cream, believe it or not, is very, very good. Ginger ice cream.
Ginger
yes.
ice cream?
Like gingerbread? Does yep. it taste like that, kind of?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could try that.
It's very good. Those
Especially if you get some cookie, like, crumbles in it, too.
This guy just keeps adding stuff to it.
I mean,
yeah.
he's been to the ice cream place
ice
8 times, so yeah.
Are you a gummy bears guy?
No.
You strike me as a gummy bears guy.
I
you unload all those gummy bears there that are just sitting there for
the
years?
The only kind of candy I put in ice cream is chocolate candies or, like, chocolate cookies or something like that.
Only candies or cookies. I draw the line at all the crushed
right.
cookies and candies.
I also don't do fruit ice creams. Like black raspberry
yeah, is delicious.
Not
too.
A fan.
Nice black raspberry frap.
Ooh, that
blow
sounds,
your mind.
Sounds lovely, but yep. I would rather Put go some, with a nice chocolate frap.
Yeah, he's like, there's not enough cookies in it.
That's what you do is yeah. you give Shime a big thing of ice cream. Yeah. Shime, here you go. There's a couple gummy bears in there, and they might have weed in them. You might want to eat this whole bucket later, but still, can you imagine that?
Just never stop eating.
Just, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the greatest ice cream ever.
But the way to do it is to get like a frap for tonight and then get like a small ice cream for tomorrow so that way you don't have to go back. A second
That's smart. Time. That's thinking ahead right there.
Yeah, you know.
A little to go cup.
Predicting desires, uh-huh. Keith. It's what I'm about.
Sounds good, though. Predicting desires. That's the name of his new album.
Yeah, right?
It's like I work in marketing.
I tried to predict your desires yesterday and caught hell for it.
Oh,
and
my
now
God.
You're
keep dwelling on it.
Predicting desires. He opened the door on that.
I know. He
That's
did.
Like dossiers for Wiki. I mean.
I got that shirt at home. Shirt.
I know you do.
They
didn't have one in my size.
No, not quite.
However, I bet you that ice cream place has probably got some good merch.
Shire's only 2 Sundays away from a free one.
I got the punch card to prove it.
It's got a little cow on it, too. Store
Just
number
in
mixed in there.
Yep, I got my card right here. I'd punch that.
Oh, my God. Here is Shire with trending.
Andy Gresh and Rich Keefe. This is Gresh and Keefe on EEI. Have you been watching? show today?
At twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Been tweeting the show?
At Gresh Keefe on Twitter.
Texting the show?
At 37937.
Well, now it's time to read only the positive messages.
From Twitch, Twitter, and the text line.
On Gresh and Keefe.
Every day, your ability to contribute to the show, it comes in many ways. Text 37937, Twitter at Gresh Keefe. And on the old Twitch chat, weei.com/watch. By the way, I want to mention weei.com, Dork Podcast, available now. Rich and Davey knocked that out last night. Follow them on Twitter at Dork Podcast. Shime, what do we have today?
Well, guys, before the show even started today, we got a tweet at us. We had Gresh mentioned at some point he wanted to talk about a Sasquatch convention or a, what was it, skunk?
The skunk ape. Yes,
skunk
yes.
ape down in Florida. Well, at the real David Ortiz on Twitter tweeted out, a Sasquatch may not be real, but we all know the Moose Squatch is out there, with a picture of a shirt that said Moose Squatch.
Moose Squatch. Makes sense. Up in Maine, a lot of moose up there. Moose Squatch.
I bet that's very popular in Canada.
Yeah, you would think so.
Do you think those two species would ever maybe cross paths, if you will?
No, I bet the caribou squatch would cross paths more. So.
You think there's a chance of that?
Yeah, definitely.
Because, I mean, you think the Sasquatch, you know, much like Seinfeld had the conversation about chickens, hens, roosters.
That's right.
Who's with who?
Mm-hmm.
I would think in the woods like that, a Sasquatch, a caribou, as Shyam says, a moose. I wouldn't rule any of it out.
If there is a Sasquatch, yes. Wouldn't they be intimidated a little bit by just the mere look of the moose? Very high off the ground, giant, you know, antlers
yeah.
and stuff like that.
Pretty intense, but you never know.
It may have some kind of connection. You never know.
Hmm. Mm.
Well, somebody also in the Twitch chat once again noticed Gresh's mustache. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When did Gresh go with the Ron Jeremy look?
It's not fluffy enough to be Ron Jeremy. That's a poor analogy.
This
is about as much as I can grow in terms of a mustache. I'm not a huge, like, I can't grow the full, like, Kendrick Perkins. You know what I mean? Like, I could never do anything like that.
Somebody also says that your wife needs to tell you to get rid of it already.
You know what? I would have gotten rid of it.
What does she think?
She loved it. I hate it that she loves it. Here's what it really started. My friend Yanni Caracas, WPRI down in Providence, was leaving. I said, I'm going to mess with you when I do my final shot on TV. So I did the mustache thing. Then I wore it in here the next day, and someone said, hey, you should really shave the rest of it and leave the mustache.
Yeah.
My youngest thought it was funny. My oldest doesn't have time to render any opinion on anything that isn't girl-related or golf.
Right.
So I had two people that I was traveling with who were like, oh, you should just go with it for the trip. But now I got to wait for the other part to go back, or I got to go all the way.
Shaven.
I will say this. You know who was the first person that noticed that I had a mustache?
Glenn.
Spaz.
Well,
because
he's also
has a giant cookie duster as well.
He really does. Nice.
He's got a nice full mustache.
He does.
Yeah,
I
thick.
Don't.
It's
I look
nice
like,
and thick.
Yeah, I'm like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, right.
You look like me in high school with that mustache.
If you were this large in high school, you've done a great job of shrinking down, friend.
Not quite. No. Twitch chat pointed out, you've heard of pool sharks. Our man Shime is a charcuterie shark.
Could be.
That isn't
charcuterie.
That's not bad.
Now, are you going to start to brand this a little bit and do charcuterie Saturdays?
Oh,
charcuterie Sundays,
Keith,
whatever.
You're so smart.
Uh-huh.
Has anyone ever told you that?
No.
Well,
matter of fact, I'd remember.
There's a first time for everything.
That's right.
I might have to start.
I think that'd be pretty good. You put
Shime's
it on TikTok,
charcuterie
put it on your
Saturday.
Anything you want. Yeah.
Wow, that's genius.
After a charcuterie board, after a little cheese, you throw another S in there.
I'm gonna have to approach my marketing team with this idea because this is genius.
My marketing team.
It's like hot dogs and hot tubs.
He's getting.
I mean, it just doesn't get easier then.
He's getting advised by the lady who's giving him his ice cream every night.
They spent a lot of time.
They're teenagers, Gresh. Come on.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Kids.
There's your right. You find cheap labor.
Twitch chat also commented on the way Keith sits sometimes. How is Keith sitting like that? I'd break my knees and hips, and I'm only 25.
What? What do you mean the way you sit?
I sometimes sit on one of my legs, I guess.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get bored of just sitting.
You tuck a leg under?
Sometimes I do, yeah.
How does your foot not fall asleep?
Well, you're constantly going to move around. I can't just sit like...
I don't blame you. I'm restless.
I'm
so,
always
like,
moving
I,
around.
I have to like stand up at some points during the show because I just can't stay seated the entire time.
That's what it is.
Mm.
I didn't realize the Twitch stream could
see.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that they could see the way you're sitting.
Cameras are everywhere in here.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Just critiques left and right at you. From the 860, Gresh just got so angry he couldn't get the details of Shime's night. He's like a drunk weird uncle at a birthday party.
Listen.
Yeah, it kind of is.
There's no...
So, son, I've seen you with that girl a little
There's
bit.
No
Been
way.
Hanging out with that girl a lot.
Shime,
what are you guys doing?
You were saying yesterday that you were getting text messages from your lady while this was going on. There's no way it was not a little bit of your discussion with her last night of me kind of razzing you a little bit about
be
these sensual
you,
delights.
You didn't come up once.
What? Stop it. You were telling, she was texting you during the show. There's no way you didn't get home and she wasn't like, Christopher.
Gresh wants to be involved somehow.
I know, and
in
I don't understand
story.
Why.
I don't know why either. But
I'm just trying to help Shine, that's all.
I don't
know. Keith, this is like in Black Widow and Red Guardians, like, so did Captain America talk about me?
You're like, what? Not once.
Not a
Gresh
once.
Gresh is like, so did
Sorry.
I come up in between the sheets last night?
So you guys were.
I didn't say that. I said whenever he got home, whenever he went to go get his ninth ice cream or something like that.
No, the first question was, ramen bars closed, we still want gnocchi. And I said, yeah, absolutely.
This guy wants gnocchi. You always ask him he wants his gnocchi.
That's the problem, is that some people focus on something and some people focus on gnocchi and their ice cream.
So when you disrobed.
And she was still working when I got home,
too. Did you talk about Gresh at all?
Yes, definitely. That was their entire, that was the foreplay. It was
I got the sense that Shime, the only time Shime disrobed is when he showered this morning.
That's not
What are you talking about? He said he ate gnocchi.
Oh, so you had to hose him off? I think she took him out back.
You always
hosed him down.
I was swimming in the vodka sauce.
You stood out in the rain and just rinsed it
off.
You
don't get stains on your clothes. You're better off just eating naked.
And trust me, I get stains on a lot of clothes.
Stains on the clothes.
Yeah, out of here.
Better off just eating without a shirt on.
Do we have a dog who left his mark on the floor?
I know. Well, now I got to get my dog's teeth cleaned after this whole thing.
From the 401, Gresh's argument about celebrating your anniversary, Shime, I would say that the mustache brings to question if this is actually evil Gresh, and the real Gresh is locked up in a box somewhere.
No, you will learn this about me.
Evil Gresh.
You will learn this about me is that when it comes to like Valentine's Day, faux anniversaries, we met, blah, blah, blah. None
like
of,
that
of that crap.
Doesn't
no.
Like any of that.
And but, thank God my wife is not, she actually hates Valentine's Day, which is glorious news.
Yeah, that's kind of lucky, actually.
Yeah. Oh,
there you go.
That was like,
they're all junk.
You remember in, I think it was the second Muppet movie, like of the reboot, when there was like the evil Kermit the Frog? That's kind of what Gresh looks like
it's
now.
It's the evil doppelganger.
Evil Kermit, yeah. Kermit
or like the in frog. The old Scooby-Doo movies?
I think his name was Constantine. It was.
The hooded one?
Yeah, he had the hood. And he actually, it wasn't a mustache, he had like a little bit of a mole, but the same idea, because he has like a little face.
Or at the old Scooby-Doo movies when Shaggy walks up to the mirror and the evil Shaggy comes out.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Evil,
yeah.
Those movies all the time.
Because I thought there might have been a little crossover at one point. Like I had mentioned the whole Super Friends cartoon and stuff like that. And they had like the Yogi Yahoo's and the Really Rottens.
Yeah, when Scooby and Shaggy and Scrappy were teaching at the Supernatural School.
Bingo. I thought there was a really rotten crossover that you were going to reference. Because that guy had the mustache and I think the dog Snurdly or whatever.
Master of the dark arts.
There's Constantine. No, I think Snurdly. I think you're right.
Snurdly, yeah.
Well, John rejoined with Sex on Fire by Kings of Leons today, which led to a discussion in the Twitch chat.
What are you, a mom? Kings of Leons?
Whatever. Which led to a discussion on if that song is related to the transmission of an STD.
I love Games of Thrones.
Could be.
You think
if your love's on fire, yeah, there's probably a cream, though. It's not that big of a deal.
I'm pretty sure, like, some band has a song called Ring of Fire that's actually about
that'd
bad
be,
Mexican
That would be one
Johnny Cash, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some
great
band,
song.
Some band.
No.
Johnny Cash?
No.
Johnny Cash
Johnny
band.
Cash didn't write it. No. There is a different band with a song called Ring of Fire, which is about Mexican food from the night before.
Oh! I figured it was like a hemorrhoid commercial.
Again,
I know
cream.
The Johnny Cash version of the song. God. From the 401, Schartz looks in, catcher calls for a deuce.
There's a new pitcher, just got drafted today. Congratulations to Owen Schartz, who got drafted by the Pirates.
Not made up.
That's a real person in the world.
I mean.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
All right,
Twitter asked.
All right, Shime.
Twitter asked, when is billionaire Greg Hill going to space?
I tweeted that.
Maybe
at
he was
him.
There
Hopefully
today.
We'll get an answer. Who knows?
He's out all
if anybody would have intel on that, it'd be Spaz, by the way.
And the last thing I got for you guys from the 508, are you guys being simulcast on the Food Network or something? There's a lot of food talk going on.
We do a lot of food here. If the Food Network wants to pick us up, that'd be fine.
I mean, when you see people like me and Gresh,
we got cameras on here. Well-sized men.
I like that.
Trying to be
well-sized
polite.
Well-sized men.
That's right. Shime, did you hear about the huge fight at the seafood restaurant?
No, what happened?
Battered fish everywhere.
That's C3 for the day, boy.
There you go, folks. You Got Something is next.
Back to more Boston sports talk. Gresh and Keith on EEI. There's a burning thing, and it makes a fiery rain.
Time for You Got Something, brought to you by Unified Office. If you run restaurants, you know that busy signals and placing customers on hold means lost revenue. Let Unified Office help you maximize sales at unifiedoffice.com. I'll do mine quick.
All right, you got something?
I do have something. God rest Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff, the great wrestler in the 70s and the 80s and into the 90s. Among the things that Paul Orndorff did in the wrestling business, the second greatest heel turn in history. Go to YouTube and do yourself a favor if you're a wrestling fan. Google Paul Orndorff turns on Hulk Hogan. It is definitely worth it. And at the time, getting sick Paul Orndorff also knocked out big, fat, Big Van Vader in the WCW locker room while apparently wearing flip-flops.
Okay.
How about that?
Pretty good.
He knocked out a 450-pound man who gave him
a little stiff in the ring, apparently, too.
Yeah, a little stiff in the ring was Big Vader. And, so Paul Orndorff, a BMF, played pro football as well. Yeah, real badass. And don't Google the video of him recently unless you want to get a case of the sads.
Yeah, not going to do that.
That bad. Sean, what do you have?
So I got a tweet this morning from good old Uncle Fitzy.
Oh, what's Fitzy up to?
Fitzy said, happy belated birthday, Shime. Your gift is on the way. And my gift is a picture of a T-shirt that reads, as there's a drive into deep left field by Castellanos, and that'll be a home run.
It's a nice shirt. You can get
it's a great shirt.
You know, you get your apology ready to go at any time.
Shout out to good old Uncle Fitzy. John, what do you got?
So, the NFL has only officially counted the sack statistics since 1982, but thanks to the work of John Turney and Nick Webster of Pro Football Reference, they now have data going back to 1960 on the sack statistic.
Ooh.
It's going to take the NFL actually saying, we're going to accept your unofficial statistic for this to count. They most likely won't because it's the NFL and they're on their high horse.
Correct.
Everyone sort of always assumed that Deacon Jones probably had the most sacks in a season. Turns out he doesn't. It is Al Baker, who technically has half a sack more than Michael Strahan's record in 1978 with the Lions, unofficial. However, Deacon Jones has the most 20-plus sack seasons these unofficial stats. That would be the third. As far as career leaders go, that didn't change. Deacon Jones is third above Kevin Green, behind Reggie Wayne and Bruce Smith. Again,
Reggie White.
NFL won't... Reggie White, yes, I just combined the two names. But so Deacon Jones finally getting his due, though, because everyone kind of assumed that he was one of the leaders of this stat. But,
Merlin Olsen, very underrated as well.
That's
on a list like that. That guy had a lot of he's more than just a dude pushing flowers in a commercial.
Mm-hmm. Rich?
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred talking today. Two things that are not good for the game. We can get into it a little bit more tomorrow.
Him talking.
It sounds like the 7-inning doubleheaders and the runner on second base to start extra innings could be going away in 2022.
Really?
Two things that I thought were fun. I love the extra inning rule. That kind of speeds things up, puts a little bit more pressure on. I think it's kind of exciting. The 7-inning doubleheader, it doesn't come into play all the time. It's not like you're playing a million doubleheaders, but it also kind of pickens up the pace a little bit. I had no problem with both. In fact, liked both, but it's baseball, so they're probably going to get rid of both.
Yep. Yep, you're right.
There you go.
That's it. There is your You Got Something, and that is it for us here on this Tuesday. Tomorrow, Will Fleming will talk Red Sox with us. We'll have the All-Star game to recap as well. NBA trade rumblings a little bit. According to Shams Charania, I guess Philadelphia is now talking to teams about Ben Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
So we're waiting for the first domino to fall. USA basketball plays again tonight. We'll see if they can go 0-3. That would be something. John and Shime produced it. If something went wrong, blame them. OMF next. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Don't be late.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.